This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it is time to talk about pistols. And nobody better to talk about pistols with, using pistols, carrying pistols, employing pistols, than Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. How you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am good to go. I've got a question for you.
Okay, hit me.
Now, you are, as an instructor, do you ever get out there, and whenever the new hotness comes out, do you ever say to yourself, I need to go buy the latest pistol? I'm almost certain you are not that guy.
No, I don't do that.
Are you ever curious?
Oh, yeah. I'm still waiting for something truly innovative to show up. But, you know, there's a bunch of ways to skin a cat.
Right.
But from an end user standpoint, there's basically just a few things, you know, I'll evaluate a handgun buy, you know, whether it be a revolver or a pistol, semi-automatic. Its size. The location and function of its controls. And, you know, of course, the size of my hands and how I would physically interact with it. And, of course, you know, the type of sights it has is very important. But not as important as its basic size and the location and function of the controls, which, you know, are going to drive the train on you figuring out how, based on what you know and understand about the pistol, to operate it proficiently in respect to, you know, like initial loading, action loading, unloading and clearing, malfunctions, getting it back into action as as efficiently as possible. And the physical actions required of that. But one thing that cannot be ignored, last but not least, is shootability. You know, is it reliable, mechanically reliable, and is it accurate? What level of accuracy or level of mechanical accuracy does it provide? You know, and all these things, you know, these are all serious points of consideration that come into my mind before I purchase, you know, a handgun, for sure. But it could be, you know, what's your purpose? What's the, you know, is it a mission or like a mission purpose built gun? The first gun that comes to mind is a Taurus Judge. I have a 3-inch Magnum Judge, stainless steel Judge, that I use as a purpose-built snake gun. You know, when I go out to the burn, I might be running my work rig, but I have immediate access to the judge if, you know, little Jake the Snake shows up.
Right.
But there's, in the way of firearms, I don't know, man. I'm always observant in respect to, you know, what's, you know, on the horizon or what, you know, is currently in vogue. But the fact remains, there's a lot of good pistols out there. You know, normally you hear people, you know, beating something up pretty hard, when the simple fact of the matter is you got to look for, you know, if you're in the habit of looking for the negative, you're going to find it. Newsflash, you know. Generally, people that look for negative stuff will absolutely find it. But if you back off the macro review of everything out there, there's a lot of good pistols out there. You know, functionally reliable, mechanically accurate. There's a lot of good stuff. There's just, you know, when you shake the box, a Glock 45 always falls out into my hands, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen the Luwago Alien?
I've heard it. I've heard of it. Let me, I'll pull it up real quick.
You pull it up. I mean, first of all, to me, it looks like a sort of a streamlined Glock, to be quite honest with you. But it's the way the gun functions that I find interesting. You're talking about something different. The only problem with its difference is that it is at a price point that most people would not spend. Because I think they start at $5,000. I don't even know if there's any in the United States today. It was introduced at SHOT Show 2020, I thought. Or maybe at maybe the NRA.
There's a similar pistol that I know you're talking about that is similar to this, but it's not the same. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but I know what you're talking about. Yes, similar, but not this pistol.
You're talking about the Russian gun?
Yeah, if I don't think about it so hard, I'll remember.
It'll come to you.
Yes, it is one of those, you know, it's definitely a buy-in pistol. It's like $5,000 to start.
Yeah, this is Czechoslovakian, and the is the most different gun I've seen in a long time. But when you talk about that,
I'm really liking it. I'm really liking it, man. It's piqued my interest.
Would you, if you bought a gun like that, would you carry it? Would that be part of your carry rig?
What if I liked it?
Yeah.
Well, if I liked it and decided to use it, yeah, absolutely, I'd carry it. I actually, this might be the very first time in a long time I've got interested in purchasing a new pistol.
Peaked interest, eh? Yeah.
Peaked interest. Absolutely, because I'm just looking at it and I'm seeing some key things that are,
supposedly the lowest bore axis there is.
Well, yeah, it's like in line with your, absolutely in line with your forearm.
And the top of the slide is not what's moving. It's the sides of the slide that are moving. The barrel and everything is fixed.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a very innovative gun.
Your sights are steady the whole time.
Yep.
So you can maintain visual contact. Man, I'm digging it. I'm thinking I could drive that gun pretty hard.
Well, I'm pretty sure you could drive it pretty hard.
I'm trying to figure out where I'm trying to get somebody to tell me what the box price is on the. Oh, here we go.
I told you it's like $5,000.
Yeah.
Anyway, hang on for me. Okay. Coming up on the first break, talking a little combat pistol craft with Super Dave Anderson from Combat Speed LLC. There's a method to my madness. I'm just going to ask him a few questions about a few things that have been bothering me about me. So when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Planks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We were just talking about the alien, the Luago alien. Too much for a carry gun? Too much money?
Well, it's hard to say, man, because, you know, your average bear, sure. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have money. So if you have it to spend, you know, I've seen it before. You know, just because you have money and you can throw money at guns doesn't mean you can shoot them well.
Right.
But there is a marked advantage. If you have the money, you can buy mechanical accuracy.
Right.
Now, that is if you also factor in quality, using quality ammunition. But in respect to, you know, the standalone inherent mechanical accuracy of the firearm, you can definitely buy into that. You still have to learn how to shoot it well.
Sure. Nobody buy it. No, you can't buy marksmanship, right? Can't buy that.
Right. You can buy accuracy, but you can't buy marksmanship. But
yeah.
You got it, bro.
So, I learned a lesson this weekend, and I'd like to get your take on this because, you know, I'm looking for the ideal pistol, and I'm still working on it, and I'm having a good time doing it. I'm having a good time doing it. You know, it's also part of the job, part of the media gig to test this stuff and record it and let people look at it and everything else. So that's the fun part of it. So I have the couple of Glocks that I think are going to fit the bill if I can actually put into play the lessons I've been taught and advised to try.
Right.
And then I have other guns that I don't have to worry about as much with that simply because the ergonomics of the gun work with me. But like when you look at the shape of that alien Luago, or the Luago alien rather.
Right.
And you look at the way that everything's built on it. To me, it reminds me of a very refined Walther PDP, which is a gun I've mentioned to you the last two times.
You know, as I look at it, I mean, I see a lot of guns in one. I mean, it's almost as if they took, you know, like the lines of the VP9.
Right.
Kind of looks VP9-ish to me.
Yeah. Well, as does the Walther PDP to me, so except for that funky mag release.
You have the tried and true and much copied safe action trigger design. Having not looked at the internals, I'm sure the internals are similar to everything out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thought that I had when we signed off the last segment was, you know, it's one of those, it's the first legitimate pistol that looks like a movie gun that I think I would like to try running.
Yeah.
I think I could run that pistol very hard just by looking at the way it's set up.
I'm pretty sure you could. I'm afraid I would get it, and then I would like it. Because I sort of have a taste for expensive guns myself. But
well, have at it, man. I mean, you only live once, brother.
That's true. But here's the thing that I learned, and we can go into the next segment with this and everything.
Okay.
Have you ever been prejudiced against guns? Any certain gun?
Prejudiced against... Okay, let me clarify, man. Guns in general, no.
No. Not as far as...
any gun?
Well, as far as looking at a gun and saying, there's no way I'd ever carry that.
I don't believe I've ever had that thought in my mind. Now, I do discriminate. I'm a discriminator.
Okay.
You won't find... let me see. I'm trying to think of the name of that pistol everybody cracks on. I don't own one, never have. That should tell you all you need to know. I just can't think of the name of the pistol. I hate when I draw a blank like that.
Is it foreign?
I actually have. Go ahead.
Is it a foreign pistol? Is it American? Which is it?
No, it's an American pistol. I just can't remember what the name of the pistol is. I can see it as clear as I can in my mind's eye. But going back to a little history lesson, back in the day when they, you know, outlawed or made Saturday Night Specials illegal, I actually scored in a very unusual way what is considered the classic Saturday Night Special, a little chrome and ivory handled 25 automatic. And its name and manufacturer escapes me as I speak to it as well. However, it is a very inexpensive handgun. It has a lot of stamped metal parts. It was literally made as a Saturday Night Special, basically a one-use throwaway. And I've always, the only negative thoughts I've had against handguns is, you know, what do you call a cutoff in quality of manufacture?
Right.
You know, no, I'm certainly not going to take a Norinco 1911-45 to the single stack classic match. You know what I mean? That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But how do you quantify that? But I always, I guess the best way to say it is I literally look down on cheap guns. They may serve a purpose.
Well, hang on a second. Right. Hang on. We're coming up on the next break. I want to hear this. I do want to hear this. But okay. Super Dave Harrington, you can find him at combatspeed.com. Find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. Find his commercial page at Super Dave Harrington. And he has a YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. Relatively simple to find Dave if you're looking for Dave. Class is in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report says President Biden pressured the Afghan president to create the perception the Taliban weren't winning. Whether it's true or not, a transcript and audio of the call was obtained by Reuters. Biden reportedly telling the Afghan leader that the perception around the world and parts of Afghanistan is that things are not going well in terms of the fight against the Taliban. Biden then added, and there is a need, whether it's true or not, to project a different picture. The call was made on July 23rd, 3 weeks before the Taliban seized control of the country. Authorities in North Carolina say one student is injured after a shooting at a high school. The shooting taking place at Mount Tabor High School in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News. Missouri is launching a lawsuit against school districts that are enforcing mask mandates on their students. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says the lawsuit isn't seeking to stop kids from wearing masks in schools if it's a parent's choice.
If you're a parent and you want to send your kid to school with a mask on, this wouldn't prohibit that. It's just saying that the government forcing the masking of five-year-olds all day long shouldn't be something that we encourage. In fact, it should be something to stop because it's not based on science.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releasing data that shows an average of 330 children were admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 every day last week. A new Texas abortion law that bars the procedure after approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy took effect today, after the Supreme Court didn't act on an emergency request by clinics and abortion rights advocates to block it. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We've been talking about the Luago alien a little bit, but also, now you were talking about that you have sort of a, you're discriminatory against cheap guns.
Correct. But see, here's the difficulty in backstopping that description of, you know, what is a cheap firearm.
Right.
I always look at purpose. It really depends on your perspective. It depends on how you look at it. If you're one of these cats, you know, the average bear that maybe goes deer hunting once in a blue moon, and, you know, all you want to invest is a couple hundred dollars in a deer rifle, that's fine. And that'll, you know, satisfy that niche and probably kill the deer you want. But if you're a rural type individual that relies on, you know, the full spectrum of hunting season to feed your family, annually, you factor in your harvest, your deer harvest, as part of, you know, your logistics, annual logistics needs. Probably want to spend a little more money in a higher quality deer rifle. You see what I mean?
I do.
So when you say cheap, what is actually meant by cheap when in line with today's quality of CNC manufacture and all of that? There are a lot of good firearms out there, accurate firearms, that are inexpensive compared to, like, your big name, you know, companies out there.
Right.
You get into hunting rifles and, you know, Browning, Tika, Remington, Winchester, you know, your usual suspects. It just depends on really what is your perspective, what is the use and projected duration of use for the firearm, and, you know, go with what you can afford. But be smart about doing it. It'll still be good money spent, you know what I mean?
Right. Yep. So I fully get that. Now, I, on the other hand, I am guilty of looking at a gun that other people carry and saying I'd never carry that.
Why?
I don't know.
Reasons, or
well,
are you a gun snob?
I may be a gun snob. That's, you know,
kind of like what it's starting to sound like.
Yeah. Well, but see, here's what broke the ice for me.
Okay.
And when I went to Steve's Red Dot Sight class,
okay,
I showed up there and I had a CZ P10F with a dot on it, and I had a Staccato P with a dot on it.
Okay.
Now, those are two relatively nice guns, and I was having a few physical issues that particular day. But not so much to where once I came back to it that I didn't stop and take a moment and look at what everybody else was shooting. And because we were here in South Carolina, a lot of FN employees were taking this class. So I've never been
so which gun was working for you better? Which gun was working better for you?
That particular day, it actually turned out to be the CZ P10F.
Okay.
Yeah. But then I was, prior, when I was shooting the Staccato P, I was also working my way into a heat injury. So I don't know actually whether I don't know if that was, it was like 103 degrees.
That entire interaction with the Staccato suspect.
Yeah.
If you were suffering on the verge of a physical heat injury, that's skewed data.
Yeah. And I have since I continue to shoot them, continue to carry them to this day. But there was a couple of there was one guy that was on the President's 100 team there from FN, and they were all shooting FN 509s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at first glance, you look at the FN 509, and once again, this is somebody that has looked at the Glock, and you think, okay, they're reworking the Glock and making their own FN Glock, which is what the FN 509 reminds me of.
Okay.
However, despite its plain Jane appearance, I was very intrigued by it, and I finally picked one up this past weekend.
Okay.
And you want to know what I'm going to do to this? Now, remember this. I put a Timney trigger on a Glock 19 5th Gen. I have a CZ P10F, or a CZ P10C, that has an Overwatch trigger in it.
Okay.
I've changed the sights on a bunch of guns. All I'm going to do, this one is optics ready. I'm going to put a dot on it, and that's it. I'm not changing anything else on this gun.
All right, okay, cool.
Because at first glance, as I'm pulling the trigger and dry firing it and everything else, this is different. This is a different feel. Plus, the ergos are perfect. It doesn't have any hump on the back strap or anything.
You have found the gun that's going to work best for you.
Yeah, I know. And the other part about it is it's the least expensive option. Because I got the midsize,
Right.
And they have a full size and a compact, and that's it. That's all they've got, the guns. They did come out with one they call the Edge, but that's sort of a purpose driven gun. So,
right.
I wonder. Now this gun's been out there for two or three years. I know. I wonder if my prejudice got in my way there, huh?
Maybe it kind of blinded you a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm waiting to.
But you never know, man.
Yeah.
You know, what's cool about the situation is you're aware of it and figuring some things out. So I don't. Where's the problem?
I don't see a problem. Very shortly, I'm going to be taking this gun. I'm going to take the 509 out. I'm going to take the Walther PDP out. I'm going to take the CZ that I have tricked up a little bit. I'm going to take the Glock 19 5th Gen out that I've tricked up a little bit. And maybe by that time, I'll have my Glock 45 back from Terran Tactical Innovations. I'm going to take them all out.
And do an eval.
And then just to throw a little special sauce into it, are you aware of Chambers Custom?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that, yeah.
Chambers Custom is sending me one of their Knights Armament special pistols they made, one of the 10 they made. I don't get to keep it, but I do get to shoot
it.
So I'll be throwing that out there, which will be I'll be having a fun day that day.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of brass on the ground, but I hope to come away from that. And the Chambers doesn't fall into that category because that's an unfair.
Right. Let me make a recommendation for you, bro, for your workout with all these different pistols.
I tell you what. Hold that thought for me because we're coming up on the last break of the hour. I don't want to cut it off because I do want to hear about this because I need to hear this, no doubt about it. Now, for people that are interested in Super Dave Harrington, you can go to combatspeed.com. That is very much a work in progress, but this is where the wellspring of everything Combat Speed begins. If you want some easy, free seminars, go to Super Dave's YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. Just like it sounds. And if you're looking, if you want to see what Super Dave is doing, maybe catch a couple of cool guitar riffs, catch him at Dave Harrington on Facebook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, and he's about to give me some much-needed advice on this multi-gun workout that I'm going to be doing here very shortly. And please tell me about
it. Just based on, you know, what it is you're actually trying to accomplish, which is decide which pistol basically has the balance of ergonomics and accuracy that works for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now dig this. One, this is going to be extremely important, but kind of expensive if you actually do this. Instead of benching the guns and, you know, cycling through various comparable firing exercises, you would be best suited if you had the identical gun rig for each pistol. You follow me?
I do.
Because you're only going to come to, you know, this is just me talking, but in my mind's eye, you're only going to become able to make the determination of which pistol works for you across a spectrum of gun handling exercises that, of course, require accurate shot placement. You follow me?
I do.
So if you are going to truly make it a fair opportunity for each pistol, you would then have to standardize, you know, your gun rigs. A lot of people bypass that simply because it is expensive to do. And I get it. But then, in a sense, your data skewed unless you choose exercises that do not require that level of support to perform. So, but having said all that, from an accuracy standpoint, just from a standpoint of shootability, and I would go with, you know, classic 25-yard bullseye, then step it up. Start working, you know, B8 bullseye target at 25 yards in various manners. You know, starting, of course, at whatever requisite ready position required, or, you know, if you can support mounting the pistol from the holster with each gun, you know, you've got a holster for each blaster, then do that. But you're going to have to decide on some kind of in-action work that involves rapid firing so you can, in fact, cross-check the ergonomics and your ability to hit accurately at speed driving the gun in rapid fire. It's the only way you're going to be able to feel it. You know how it works, and that's exactly how I describe it. You know, there's some guns I really like the way they feel. I can run them hard. There's other guns that I can run hard and accurately, but I do not like the way they feel doing it. They're difficult to, you know, hold on to, much more difficult to control. And basically the major influence on controllability and rapid firing is the bore axis. But then again, your physiology is a major part of that. So it's an interesting endeavor to go out and you know, do a comparative study like you're talking about doing. There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. What I'm trying, well, like with two of them, I have two very similar holsters, but it's I'm going to shoot all of these with steel sights. I'm not going to put dots on any of them.
Okay, good. Now, when you say steel sights, do you mean steel sights, or do some of them have fiber optics?
Well, two of them have big dots. One of them has a three-dot sight system from Walther. And the 509.
Another variable. That's a huge variable.
Yeah. And the FN has suppressor sights because it's set up for an optic.
Right.
So what I'm going to try to do is I'm not going to be, you know, I'll get out there and I'll go back and get the 25 yards and everything, but I'm also going to do some stuff at 10 yards fast. And just see how much center mass I can do on steel and, you know, do some bullseye at 25 yards on paper and just see what I get out of it. And this is preliminary.
Right. I get it.
But this is as close as I'm going to be able to get to everything being set up if I just, you know, leave them in there pretty much out of the box situation. Although two of them are not going to be out of the box. Two of them have had a little bit of stuff added to them already, so.
Right, okay.
But we'll see how it goes. We will see how it goes. And then, not getting rid of any of them.
Right. Well, not getting hot down here. Lately, what I've been carrying is my G26.
Yeah.
Just G26, then a pocket, front right pocket, with a couple of reserve mags. And my left leg pocket, and that's it.
Do you, I presume, you don't put the plus twos on the bottom of it, do you?
Oh, yes.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, they do have the G26. I use G26 mags, but they do have a plus two.
Yeah. If they were to ever, and I think I've already mentioned this, if they were to ever come out with a Glock 26 frame.
Let me read your mind.
Sure.
A 19 frame with a 26 top end.
Yeah.
Bam. Yeah. Would that be cool?
That would be cool.
I think that would be awesome.
I would think that would be the natural progression from the Glock 45 to do that with that next size down, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they'll be, you know, just as cool as all get out. I'd buy a dozen of them. That's the pistol I've wanted forever.
Well, that's something I would be looking at. I'm always looking for something. Something.
Yep.
But anyway.
But, hey, remember, man, the grass is always greener on the other side, right?
Yeah.
Beware the man with one gun.
That's also very true. I have a friend who only recently, he's been running a Ruger P89 since he bought it in 1989.
Wow.
And he just switched to the SIG P320 midsize.
Okay. That's a huge leap.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, he ran that gun forever.
He's good with it.
I tell you who scares me, and we're about to run out of time, but the guys who still carry 1911s, who have always carried 1911s, they scare me. Those guys scare me.
They scare me.
They figured out everything there is to figure out about gunfighting. They're not sitting around going, well, I need more capacity. I need more modern ergonomics. They're like, this works, and this works well, and I'll just carry it.
Right.
And they're probably still carrying the original one they bought back when they were in their 30s, and they're now in their 60s. So,
right.
Yeah, those guys.
No matter what you're bringing to the fight, you got to be able to hit first.
Yep. But in any event, before we run out of time, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. I always enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Check out Dave at CombatSpeed.com. You can find him on Facebook, Dave Harrington. You can find him on Facebook commercially, Super Dave Harrington. And you can find him on YouTube, Super Dave Harrington. Well worth the look. Free instructions, some free seminars on a couple of the drills. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium night sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.